Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. For college students, 2020 has been a crash course in uncertainty. But through it all, student newspapers have served as a tether slash lifeline to campuses and the student community. Here are a few headlines. A day of action for dining workers, a photographer's coronavirus journal, and the job market they didn't see coming. At the helm of these virtual newsrooms are the editors-in-chief, and two of them join us now. From Lexington, Kentucky, Victoria Bond, the outgoing editor-in-chief of the Daily Free Press at Boston University, and from Barnstable, Massachusetts, Sarah Carlin, the incoming editor-in-chief at the Simmons Voice at Simmons College. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me start with this. You know, there is no shortage of news to cover right now. How are you both pulling this off from home? Sarah, we'll start with you.
So we're really lucky that this semester a journalism course is actually being run. I'm taking it right now. So we've had students from that course think of stories that they want to cover around COVID and submit their stories to our newspapers. We've also just been taking them as they come. I think everyone, they want information. They want to know what's going on in the community. So we've been really lucky to have a group of students who have been able to work with us in that way.
And Victoria?
It was definitely a challenge at first. We went from about 150 staff to half that working remotely. But I think we found that this was actually a really great opportunity to put out some stuff to the community that we wouldn't have been able to report on if we were just doing our day-to-day.
For me, I found that it actually has gone the other way. Being a smaller school, certainly smaller than BU, we sometimes have trouble getting content up regularly before COVID. But once everyone went home and once the dust settled, it's been really great. We've had a core group of people kind of step up and cover this news that we need to cover and write the stories that they want to write as well.
Victoria, how have you covered the COVID story?
For a campus community, it's really easy to figure out what's important because, especially with social media and things like that, you're kind of sucked into what they're complaining about or asking about. Facebook groups and even meme pages and things like that, they give you a real sense of what people are looking to hear about.
It's funny you brought up the meme pages because honestly, some of our best tips have come from meme pages that have been going on at Simmons. Just kind of trying to keep in line with what people are actually thinking has been a huge help.
How is this experience, the whole, you know, situation that we have right now, is it changing how you see the mission of the college newspaper?
I think it's just made me more sure of our mission in that we have to report on what's really going on in our community and trying to be as authentic as possible to our readership. Like on Friday, we had a town hall meeting with some senior leadership, and it was a little tense. It was definitely the questions that were on students' minds and that needed answers, but not necessarily the questions the administration might have wanted.
Before, we had a really set schedule. We were able to publish consistently Monday through Friday, but now we're really flexible about our publishing. We're writing stories all day, not only editing at night because our schedules allow it more now. And we're really excited to use what we've learned here and apply it to our reporting that has nothing to do with the pandemic and really go back to normal as much as possible.
That's Victoria Bond, the outgoing editor-in-chief of the Daily Free Press at Boston University. We also heard from Sarah Carlin, the incoming editor-in-chief at the Simmons Voice at Simmons College. Sarah, Victoria, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.